You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 27th day of September 2022 as we get the show on the road, as always, driven by Ed Morse, of course. The price protection promise going on at Ed Morse. They guarantee their new car price is the lowest. If you find a lower price, which you won't, they'll beat it or refund you up to $7,500. That is the price protection promise going on at Ed Morse, of course. And Ed Morse has it all. And they have the Take Yours event going on now where you can take your pick of new vehicles arriving daily, take home a pre-order, take more for your trade, all at Ed Morse. Family owned and operated for over 75 years. They truly go above and beyond for their customers. If you're looking for a Cadillac, they probably have it in one of their three Ed Morse Cadillac dealerships in South Florida. There's also Honda in Riviera Beach, Toyota in Delray Beach, Chevy Buick GMC in Sunrise. Honda is where I first met Carmine Colella, the president of Ed Morse Automotive Group, who is a huge Dallas Cowboys fan and probably thrilled last night with their victory over the New York Giants. Find out more, not about Carmine, but about Ed Morse at edmorse.com. Ed Morse, of course. So there's still fallout from the Dolphins-Bills game from Sunday. Just a wild, wild game that had Miami winning the game, as you know. Tua comes back in after the concussion scare, and we had all of the Bills' ineptitude at the end and all tired because of the heat and also the just running out of time. And we saw a shot of Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, former UM quarterback. We saw him go absolutely nuts after his team ran out of time. And I laughed at it initially, not laughing at Dorsey, but laughed that it was caught on camera and laughed that it was becoming a thing and kind of like, but at the same time saying, all right, well, this is one of the most mild-mannered guys you'll ever see in your life. Him going off like that is really amazing. It shows how much he cares. Well, what I didn't expect was there to be a fallout where like he almost had to kind of issue an apology-ish. Which is just nuts. I mean, Dorsey was quoted as saying to the media, I'm up in the box. I'm watching my guys go down there and just give everything they possibly have in an effort to win, start to finish, playing 90-something snaps. And it was a playoff atmosphere. A lot of credit to the Dolphins, and we weren't on the winning end of it. It's frustrating that I reacted that way. And obviously, that's something I'm definitely going to learn from. Definitely going to learn. He didn't. What? Then Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, quote, I think it's something that we've got to keep our poise and he's well aware of it. What? Are we actually scolding him for this? This is something that needs to be kind of an apology and a, hey, I'll do better next time? What? Am I missing something here? Did anyone watch that viral video of Ken Dorsey, former UM championship quarterback, on Sunday against the Dolphins go out? Did anybody watch that and think he did something wrong? Holy crap, I didn't see that one coming. I watched that and I'm sitting back and I'm like, okay, there's a guy who cares. He's normally even keeled. He went nuts. He didn't know the camera was on him. He didn't throw anything at someone else. He didn't say anything inappropriate. That needed an apology? That needed a, hey, I'll learn from it. What does he have to learn? I don't want him learning from that. I want him to care that much and take things that seriously where it matters that much to him that he has that kind of reaction when everything goes wrong, which I'm sure knowing Ken Dorsey, it's a thumb, not a finger in terms of where it's pointed back at him and not at anybody else. But really? He needs to clarify his actions and behaviors? Are you freaking kidding me? That's crazy to me. Let's put some money into your PNC Bank account. When it comes to playing the game, every athlete has their why. Maybe it's for the legacy, rush of win, championship ring. PNC Private Bank wants to understand your why, your purpose. Once they understand it, they'll map out a personalized path forward to help you reach your goals. So what is your why? With PNC and PNC.com, I will say, you know what? Aaron Judge will finally do it tonight. He'll finally hit home run number 61 against the Blue Jays. We are on to Wednesday on ESPN 106.3.